This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. FlightAware says Denver International Airport remains under a ground stop due to thunderstorms with strong turbulence reported. That's increasing delays and cancellations for inbound and outbound flights. Meanwhile, thunderstorms continue to move north and east of the Denver metro this afternoon. A severe thunderstorm watch is in effect for northeastern Colorado, including Fort Morgan, Sterling, and Yuma along I-70 until 10 p.m. Severe storms are occurring there right now. Colorado Springs is reaffirming that it is not a sanctuary city, according to a resolution passed by City Council. It's the third time the council has voted to approve such a resolution in the last year and a half. The resolution passed 7-2. Councilor Kimberly Gold, who represents Southeast Colorado Springs, voted against it.
What are we doing up here? Are we doing public service? Are we doing political theater? Because when we have conversations like this, it feels a whole lot like political theater, political pageantry over public service.
Supporters of the resolution said the city won't use public money on immigration, and they welcome people who enter the country legally. Residents and businesses in Manitou Springs are adjusting to life under an emergency water conservation order. Jamie Young was among a half dozen people getting water from one of the town's natural springs. He lives there and owns Toasted Bistro, where they're currently using disposable plates and utensils.
I understand what's going on, so we're all doing our part, you know, to make it through this as smoothly as possible.
Manitou Springs says people should only use city water for necessary drinking. This is CPR News.